is Eric Hill. I'm the host of the Never Saw Maintenance Show. We're glad you've joined us for this episode today. What a wonderful introduction. Well, we're glad you're with us today. The title of this episode is How Winter Storms Damage Your Home. So if you have something to write with, you may want to make a few notes regarding winter storms. And I'm recording right here from the Memphis area, and we're right in the middle of a winter storm. We are frozen in. That's a fact. And I'm recording this on, Tuesday, 16th of January, 2024. So if you're hearing it somewhere else and it's nice weather where you are, just remember us. You may be listening to this 6 months later and it's the summer. But anyway, while I'm recording it, it is an icebox outside. I want to talk with you today briefly about how to understand what winter storms can do to your home. Now, obviously, in winter storms with freezing temps, you can have frozen pipes, and then you can have burst pipes. And we're probably all pretty clear about that. And you can listen to advice from plumbers about leaving water trickling and all of that to try to minimize that. But sometimes it still happens. And obviously, you have a mess on your hands, and almost every time, without a doubt, that will involve an insurance company helping you do some restoration. If you are currently in that situation and you need water remediation, that is, you need the water removed from your home and it dried out so it can be restored, I'm going to recommend that you call my friend David Carney. David is with Rytec Memphis. His direct phone number is 901-864-5303. So if you live here in the Mid-South Memphis area, give David a call and he can help you get your home dried out. And he's in a Business Network International chapter with me. He's a great guy and he's eminently trustworthy. Also, I want to recommend another chapter member with us, Z. Rayford with Z's Plumbing. He can help you get water cut off, pipes repaired, and get you back in action again. Z's direct number is 662-507-0702. Again, if you live right here in the greater Memphis area, Z can help you get that water cut off and the pipes repaired. Then also, sometimes in this kind of weather, people realize that they need to replace their method of heating or whatever they're using, equipment they're using to heat their home. I'm going to recommend that you call Darren Kirsting. Darren is with Choate Heating and Air Conditioning here in the Memphis area. He's also in our Business Network International chapter, and all of these people are thoroughly vetted. They do good work, and you can reach Darren regarding your heating needs at 901-598-0644. All right, so we got the obvious stuff out of the way, that if you have frozen pipes that burst and water is all over your home, you obviously need to get that water cut off, get the pipes repaired, and get the home dried out, and then begin the restoration process. But what about some other ways that winter storms can damage our home? Well, many people don't realize that in the winter, with the right atmospheric mix, there can actually be hail in the winter, which can damage, obviously, your shingles on your roof, perhaps siding that you have, gutter systems. And obviously, we know that even in December and January here in the Memphis area, we can have high winds that can damage shingles and other things as well, too, around your home. So those are more things that are probably pretty obvious. But what I wanted really focus on right here, right now, are some things that we don't often think about. One is what winter storms can do to trees and what trees can do to your home. Now, again, the obvious one is a tree is blown down by high winds or lightning, or another tree hits your tree and it knocks it down, or a phone pole knocks your tree down. All kind of things can happen. High winds can blow trees down. That happened in the Memphis area this summer in July of 23. A lot of trees were downed by very high winds. But obviously, if you walk out and a tree is on your home, you've got to call somebody in the tree business, call your insurance agent, and get that tree removed. And then your home will have to be rebuilt to the extent that it was damaged. For example, if you have a crushed rafter system on your roof, that's got to be rebuilt, and then the roof put back on. Those are obvious things. But there's something about trees that a lot of people don't realize. Trees don't have to fall on your home to damage your home. In high winds, and especially like we're in right now with a winter storm with snow and ice, and the weight of the ice builds up and just everything becomes frozen and starts falling, you can have tree limb punctures to your roofing system of your home, or maybe even your siding, and not even realize that. It doesn't have to be real obvious. Where a tree limb, you know, falls with the ice, and it falls pretty much like a spear, the heavy end first, a lot of times, like a spear, and it can poke a hole in your roof. And you may not even be aware of it. That can happen while you're asleep. That can happen while you're at work, while you're paying attention to other matters. And you might not realize it, but there can be a tree limb puncture in your roof, which is obviously a hole in your roof. And say, well, wouldn't I see the tree limb sticking in the roof? That's very possible. But many times, the limbs that are not quite as large will fall and poke the hole and bounce off or roll off the roof. And so you wouldn't automatically see where that had happened. That would take an inspection, like, why is my roof started leaking all of a sudden? Well, that could be the reason. But I'm also going to share with you now some things that you really need to understand, especially if you're listening right here during this winter storm time in the Memphis Mid-South area, or maybe wherever you live, it's a winter storm as well. Ice dams. Now, what am I talking about? Well, an ice dam is where snow and ice begin to build up and they freeze, obviously, in a dead valley where the valley's not flowing, and it begins to build up like a reservoir on a river, like a lake, you know, that people water ski on lakes, right, that are built up that way, a reservoir lake. Well, in a miniature way, an ice dam begins to keep the ice, or rather the water, from flowing off of your roof, and it begins to build up like a reservoir on a dam on a river. And so now, instead of the water melting and running off, now the water is backing up. And I don't care what kind of roof you have, it was never designed for water to back up on the roof. Eventually, that water will find a penetration, a gap or a hole in your roof, and begin to drip in. And you might not realize it, but your roof, even if you have a metal roof, your roof has lots of holes in it for ventilation and to attach the roof, whether it's a metal roof or a shingled roof. People don't realize it, but there are holes all over your roof. So if water begins to build up on it like a lake at a, you know, a reservoir at a dam across a river, the water is going to find its way in eventually. So what are some of the things that can happen if you are having ice dams at your gutters or on a dead valley on your home or a flat area on your home? Well, obviously the water can, as it melts, what happens is underneath the ice, that's comparatively warmer if it's over your home because it's over a heated space compared to the ice above, which is, you know, out in the frozen atmosphere. Well, when that melting starts, if the water has nowhere to run off the roof, it will find a way down somehow. And that's where you begin to see leaking around the edges of your home many times. So why did that start? Well, it's really not that there's something, quote, wrong with your roof. It may not have anything to do with a tree. It's just that physics trump everything. When that water cannot run off because it is frozen with an ice dam at the bottom over the gutters or at the bottom of a dead valley, and yet the underneath the ice, it is melting and the water has nowhere to go, it begins to find ways in. Now, what can that do? That can create a wood rot issue. Now, I'm not saying that if you have this happen this time in this storm, automatically you're going to have wood rot. But if this happens often and it's not remedied, eventually it will produce a situation where your fascia and soffit board, you know, the wood around the edges of your house, when that begins to rot, and that can create other problems down the road. So just because it got wet once doesn't mean it's going to turn into wood rot. But if this is something that's continual and it's not really ever addressed, that will become a wood rot issue. And before we go any further, let me give a shameless advertisement and then we'll go back. As I mentioned, I'm Ed Hill. I'm the host of the Memphis Home Maintenance Show, but I'm also Ed Hill's senior consultant with Masters Roofing Memphis, located in beautiful downtown Bartlett, Tennessee, right behind Popeye's Chicken, and our parking lot always smells so good. If you have roof questions, or you have questions about these ice dams or the tree limbs or anything like that, or you would like to call me and have me connect you with David or Z or Darren regarding fixing some issues at your home, you can reach me direct at 901-273-6594. 901-273-6594. Normally, I'll pick right up when you call, but if you get my voicemail, just leave me a quick message and I'll get back to you in an amazingly quick time. You can also just text me. I welcome that. So 901-273-6594. We do roof inspections. We give out free expert advice, and we can help you even with the restoration from water damage with painting and drywall. I can point you in the direction of some flooring people, you know, if that's what you need. We're here to help you. We can repair tree limb punctures, damaged roofs from trees falling on them. All you have to do is reach out to me, Ed Hill, Masters Roofing Memphis, 901-273-6594, right here in the greater Memphis area. All right, now, what are some things that the ice dams can do? Well, we mentioned they can start setting up the wood around your home, fascia and soffit boards for wood rot. Again, not immediately, but it can begin that process. And what else? Well, if water's dripping in from an ice dam, it's going to get to the insulation in the attic. You know, that sometimes it looks like those little packing peanuts that you see in packing boxes, or it can sort of look like a little bit like cotton where it's blown into the attic, or it can even be rolls of usually pink insulation. But you have insulation in your attic on the floor of the attic somewhere so that you can keep the heat and the cool at the right times of the year inside your home and enjoy your home. Otherwise, it would go right through the ceiling and you would lose the heat in the winter and you would lose the cool in the summer. Well, that can get wet. That can create a problem where you have mildew or potentially even mold. Now, I'm not a mold or mildew expert, but I'm just telling you just common sense. If that's left there and it doesn't dry out on its own quickly, which it could, but if it doesn't, you could begin to have a mildew issue in the attic and then on the top of the ceiling inside the rooms that were affected in your home. So wood rot long term could be a problem. The insulation can be wet due to ice dams. Obviously, if it's dripping in like that and getting to the insulation, it's also going right to the drywall inside the home. What's the drywall, Ed? That's a great question. That's just a fancy word for your ceilings and your walls in your home. That is made of something we call drywall. And that type of drywall has a chemical in it, you know, the way it's made. When it gets wet, you know, while it's wet, it looks grayish in color. And you could see that, like, ooh, that looks wet. But when it dries out, it looks like a tea stain on the ceiling or the wall. Like if you took a glass of tea or coffee, let's say, and threw it up there, you know, that would leave a brown stain. Well, that's what that chemical in the drywall does, mineral or whatever it is. I'm not a chemistry teacher, but when that's what it looks like when it's wet is gray. When it dries, it looks it has a brown color to it. Now, if it starts having a darker gray or black color to it, that may indicate the presence of mildew or even mold. And you would have to get a licensed mold expert to give you his opinion of that. But just saying visually, you would know that, well, that shouldn't be that way, right? So one of the things you should be thinking right now is like, yikes, I can't just let this all get wet and leave it. No, you need to address it in the near term. That would be a prudent thing to do. It can also, the water from an ice dam can also get to your flooring in your home. Say, well, I have hardwood floors. It won't hurt those, right? Definitely, it can hurt hardwood floors. They can buckle. They can get moisture underneath them, which can create a host of problems for hardwood flooring. Carpeting, of course, can mold and mildew, can be discolored, obviously, as hardwood floors can too. Now, if you have maybe like ceramic tile or something like that, it probably not going to suffer a lot. But I mean, the point is, though, you've got water inside your home and it's getting to the flooring area, which can get under the baseboards of the walls. And you don't need to let this happen and not do anything about it. It can create a bigger problem that's more of a long-term problem. So, those are the things that are a concern when water from an ice dam gets inside the home. So our company can actually help with that restoration, with the drywall, with interior painting. We can deal with wood rot. We can do some amount of insulation where it may be wet. We can pull it out and put new in there. And we don't do floors, but we can point you in some great directions with people who can help you do that. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you today. Thanks for taking time to listen in. I hope you will follow the podcast, that you will like this episode, and maybe even share it with somebody today. Thanks for listening. If you need my help, Ed Hill, Master Roofing Memphis, 901-273-6594.